Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, when I first started, I kept waiting for my big break, right? I kept thinking it would be the next email, the next phone call, the next person I met at a conference. I thought that somehow, you know, this big break would just suddenly happen and it would be the day. And I kept looking around the corner for the big break. What I've come to realize, though, is that the big break is really small steps. That's the profound thought today. And maybe it's not profound, maybe you already knew about it, and maybe I'm just slow to learn. But what I've realized is that the big break is truly made up of the small steps. You know, Facebook has this thing now where, actually for several years, where it basically tells you what you were doing so many years ago. And I'm kind of at that point right now in my author career where 8 years ago, Facebook just said, you know, you released your book, and it was a long time ago. And I kept thinking back then, you know, 8 years ago, or even in 2004, which is 14 years ago when my first book came out, I mean, I kept thinking that, oh, you know, it'd be that book or that phone call or that interview or that big article. And I kept waiting and waiting and waiting for the big break. And what I've realized is there's never been a big break. I mean, seriously, there has never been this big break that has been earth-shattering or, you know, changed my career. Hardly. It's just been the faithful, disciplined, unremarkable persistence that it's just been slow. And maybe other people are different. I mean, I've read about other people and, you know, they have this connection or this big break that seems to happen and change everything. For me, it hasn't. It's been like this. And then only recently, it seems to be, you know, slowly turning. But you look behind, and with all that work and all that small stepping, it really hasn't been a big break. So I just want to encourage you. Listen, if you're doing something today and if it doesn't seem incredibly remarkable and you think, well, gee, that's not that big a win, you know what? It probably is, because small steps absolutely matter. Small steps are incredible. I mean, you could build the biggest bridge across the biggest, waterway, and you could forget the small step. And the small step is putting in one of the pins in the bridge, and the whole thing collapses. So don't think for a second small steps don't matter. They do matter. And what they do is they keep you sturdy, they keep you standing, they keep you moving ahead. It's the people who cut the corners with the small steps. Even crazy things. Like recently, I've been so unimpressed with people's follow through. You know, I'm obviously a coach to many, many authors and speakers and trainers these days, but I'm incredibly impressed with people's lack of follow through, lack of consistency, lack of character, lack of integrity, lack of saying what they do and doing what they say. Now, I get it. We all have times where we forget and we need to be grace oriented, but I just know that if you want to be an outlier in this industry, do the small things. The small things add up to the big break in the long run. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire and go ahead and take that small step today. 8 years from now, you'll be happy you did.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.